Hey there, listeners. Michael here from The Closet Gamer. Before we get into this week's episode, I have something really important to share. It's September 2nd, 2017, and recently our friends down in Texas were ravaged by Hurricane Harvey. After unprecedented flooding, thousands of Texans have been left with little more than the clothes on their backs. Together with several other RPG podcasts like Gaming and BS, She's a Super Geek, The Wild Die, and Table Talk Game Talk, we have decided to unite as gamers and kick Harvey's ass. The Closet Gamer will be donating 100% of our September Patreon funds to the Houston Food Bank to help those most in need. If you'd like to help support this effort, visit our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/the_closet gamer. That's www.patreon.com/the_closet gamer and select the reward level called #gamersversharvey. Your support means a lot, and so even if you can't donate, join in on the conversation using the #gamersversharvey. Thanks for listening, and game well. Welcome to Secrets of Duncaster, a D&D 5e actual play on the Closet Gamer podcast. This is episode 3, Gerblins Ahead. So the trek up north is sweltering in the hot Avriel sun. It takes every bit of willpower not to drain your entire water skin in one sitting. The road is deserted. It's not a soul, barely any wildlife. Each hour of walking takes you to hillier and rockier terrain, making each mile more grueling than the last. The Dewhurst peaks, ever imposing ahead of you, begin to fill the horizon more and more. Finally, after hours on foot, it's long past the last chime of the day, so you know it's probably about 8 o'clock at night. You see on the horizon the top of a dilapidated watchtower. Perched atop, you can see two small humanoid figures peering out from behind a rickety wooden railing. Just beyond is the rocky edifice of the Dewhurst.
I'm going to have Quay fly up and report back on two figures.
So have Quay roll a stealth. So Quay, being a bird, doesn't attract too much attention. Reports back watchtower with two goblins perched atop on the lookout. Beyond that is a little pond. On the other side of the pond is a smelting fire with a couple goblins smelting iron, and the mouth of the Black Fathom Hollows just next to that smelting fire.
I'm gonna have Quay, if it can, land somewhere near the two keeping guard. Just, you know, be a bird. Quay is just gonna sit next to them and do bird stuff. And since we can communicate telepathically, just the goblins say anything, I will report it.
Caw caw, motherfucker.
Okay, so assuming you guys approach the tower at a crossroad, there is a large boulder to the left, and then up here is the tower with two goblins watching ahead.
All right, do we want to try to take out the guys on top of the watchtower?
I think the only other choice is to try and sneak in. Seems unlikely.
What about that disguise kit, though?
We have disguise kit. We have Tenku.
I have a disguise kit, and I'm mildly stealthy.
We're gonna send her in by herself to a mindful goblin.
I mean, a little backup would be nice, if we're being honest.
Can we send her in with the bird?
What's the bird gonna do if a bunch of goblins attack her?
What if we sent her in with a quote-unquote prisoner?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or what if we took out all these dudes outside the cave? What if we caused a distraction to draw them all out where we had a trap waiting for you?
That seems more up my alley.
Also, ambush.
I like the ambush idea.
I mean, I still wouldn't like to go alone.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, I'm a big fan of taking these guys out and all of us just traipsing down there, personally.
Two on the guard post, Quake, and like, get behind them and distract them, and then we can sneak up in front of them and mess them up.
Sure.
Yeah. So use the bird as a distraction?
Yeah. You can do all kinds of crazy bird stuff.
Good burb.
Have him poop on him.
Yes!
How, can I tell by looking at it how tall the tower is?
Yeah, it's about 20 feet tall.
Does it look climbable?
Yeah, it's certainly climbable. It is in horrible disrepair, and a lot of the stones are kind of falling out, but...
Wait, what if we just knocked it down?
The whole tower?
Yeah, that's going to cause a lot of...
Would that cause a cave-in? Is it, like, right over the mine?
No, it's in front of the mine. You don't feel like you have the manpower to knock over a stone watchtower.
Not with that attitude.
Try hard and believe in yourself. Anything is possible.
If we can get a distraction going behind and they're not watching the front, I will climb the front, climb the tower, and meet them up there.
I've got my bow as well.
I was going to say, I have a crossbow, so I'm going to get that out.
I also have a crossbow.
Michael, you said it was 20 feet high?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we have a dragoon.
Yeah, can I jump that?
Yeah, also just send him over there.
You probably couldn't, like, jump up onto it, but you could jump high enough to grab on to the ledge.
All right, so are we going to try this distraction, and then Riley and I can try and sneak up into the tower?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'll take cover and try and take a pot shot or two with my bow.
Just for the sake of simplicity, let's all roll initiative. So, Kazak, you are up first.
Well, so the first thing anyone needs to do is Koi needs to distract these guys, right? I guess I'm going to hold, and then Koi is going to do his thing.
Poop on their face.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, all right, he flies over, and he poops on one of their heads.
The goblin sees this white raven sort of flying around him, and then as he looks up at the raven, he sees the white little droplet come for him. And he tries as he can to get out of the way, but poop right in the eye.
Are we not the adventurers of legend?
Okay, are you guys ready to start throwing death at these guys?
Marcus is up.
What I'm going to do is I am going to take my short bow, and I am going to attack.
And since they're distracted, roll with advantage. So your arrow flies up to the tower and pierces through this goblin's neck, and while he's not dead, he is sitting there gurgling blood. You can hear it from even where you stand, the sound of him choking on his own blood.
And then I am going to give Riley bardic inspiration. I'm going to play a quick little tune on my panpipes, and then I'm going to go over here behind this rock and hide.
As you pass the rock, you see two goblins. They're sitting down eating sandwiches.
Those motherfuckers. Well, then I am not going to do that. I'm going to totally be right here. I'm going to see the first goblin. Be like, all right, peace. Guys, there's goblins on the other side of this fucking rock.
And Sunshine is up.
That me. Sacred Flame.
Which one are you targeting?
Not the one that got stabbed.
Not the one with an arrow coming out of its neck.
Right.
So he sees the flame flying. He has quite a bit of time because you're 30 some odd feet away and he's up in the air. Gives him just enough time to duck out of the way.
Balls.
The flame smashes into the dilapidated tower and sets it on fire.
This is not stealthy at all.
Yeah, my bad.
Remember that plan we were gonna try? We're gonna change it up now.
I'm so sorry.
So with the tower aflame now, it's not ablaze quite yet, but there are flames dancing. There's a goblin with his neck skewered with an arrow.
Tight.
There is now screaming of goblins. Out from the tower run two more goblins screaming. One of them is, in fact, on fire.
Hashtag stealthy.
And it is now Dakoth's turn.
I stand wide-eyed at what I've just seen happen, given the plan.
If anything, I'll hold my turn in case anybody takes any damage.
Then Riley is up.
Yeah, let's do this. I'm gonna change from jumping up into the burning guard tower and instead come up behind this first goblin here.
They're fumbling for their weapons, throwing their sandwiches down on the ground.
And as they fumble, I'm gonna take a big old two-handed swing at goblin number one.
So as he's screaming and flailing and thinking about his sandwich, your halberd swings right over his head as he ducks down to pick up the sandwich and shove it in his mouth.
Hashtag sandwich duck.
I feel like we have our team name.
Riley, ducks. As you finish your swing and you make eye contact with this goblin who has his mouth filled with this really nasty looking sandwich, but he's also got a little scimitar in his other hand and he swings it in your direction. He swings wildly, finishes chewing on his sandwich, and you hear a big gulp. And Lyra.
All right, I'm going to just... I've got my crossbow out, so I'm going to take a shot at him.
Unfortunately, Quay happens to be, like, right behind. So, Quay, can I have you make a dexterity saving throw? Luckily... As the arrow flies directly over the goblin's head and directly at Quay, Quay has the wherewithal and agility to just kind of flap his wings and float right above the arrow as it flies and lands into the water. And Gale is up.
No.
I'm going to try come up on the other side of this boulder here, and... I'm going to take a swing at the goblin that's further away from Riley. Attack with my sword here.
So your blade cuts into the arm of the goblin who has long given up his sandwich. And he actually fumbles back and steps on his sandwich. And you see a look of greed in his eyes.
Because of my martial arts skill, I can do an unarmed attack here to follow up. So I'm going to extend the old claws and see if we can hit him with a martial arts strike.
You slash him with the sword, and as he kind of stumbles back, you bring your claws out, but he just stumbles right out of the way. And Kazak is up.
I'm going to throw an Eldritch Blast.
Your blast flies through the air and scorches the goblin beyond recognition. He falls to the ground lifeless. The goblin that just smashed his sandwich is very mad, having been interrupted in his lunch. Well, it's dinner for him. He grabs his scimitar and swipes at Gale. Missing entirely, almost striking his friend next to him, but just barely misses him. And he then scampers away, screaming,
No, save me.
Using his nimble escape as a bonus action. And Quay.
Quay's just gonna fly around Yay. Just sort of keep an eye on things.
As he flies over that way, the two blacksmith goblins that were over by the smelting fire have taken an interest in what's going on and are moving towards the commotion. Marcus.
All right. I can see that these guys are coming. The guys up on the tower are sort of in destination fucked right now. So I'm going to go ahead and move up here. And I'm going to see this guy right here is dead. And attack his buddy with my short bow.
He's kind of halfway in the water, halfway out of the water. And as you knock your arrow and let it fling, he just kind of ducks on the water as the arrow splashes next to him.
Bastards. Whistle a little bit on my panpipes, and Sunshine, you have bardic inspiration.
Sunshine.
Oh god, Gerblins. Fucking everywhere. I'm going to use my crossbow because I feel like that's going to do a little bit better than...
You would think.
Fair enough, my dude. So, this little Gerblin up here, I'm going to shoot at him.
You're a little far away for your comfort, and you let your bolt loose, and it plinks off on the rocky edifice behind him.
At least you didn't almost kill your friend's beloved pet.
Beloved, I don't think, quite cuts it as it is a gift from his god and best friend.
So the goblin up in the tower next to the fire narrowly avoids the flames and makes a hasty retreat down the tower.
Damn it.
Sees his dead buddy, says a little prayer to the goblin god, rounds the corner and sees you foul pink skins among other creatures. Terrified at this point, and he knocks an arrow and lets it fly towards the nearest person.
God damn it.
An arrow comes flying towards Sunshine, and the arrowhead slits into your arm. The flames spread a little bit more on the tower. Not horrible. It's not necessarily an inferno, but definitely more fire than there was before. The one goblin continues to choke on his own blood.
Good.
And as he's reaching for his neck, he stumbles and falls back off of the tower and immediately ends his life.
Good.
Better than burning to death.
Dakoth is up.
Since I can't see around the rock at the moment, I don't think I can get within distance of an enemy over there, I imagine, right? With 30-foot speed?
Yeah, you could. And he's a bit occupied with Riley and his sandwich at the moment, so you'll roll at advantage.
So, as a bonus action then, I'll cast Shillelagh.
So you whip around the boulder and see this goblin choking down the last bits of its sandwich and just bring around your quarterstaff and smack into his face, and little pieces of sandwich, little drips of slobber and sweat, and massive amounts of blood spray back onto Gale of Wind as you just cave in this guy's skull. And Riley.
Gale, I'm gonna let you finish off your buddy over there, lest he decides to just run away or something. And I'm gonna chuck one of my hand axes at this guy right here. Tomahawk style.
You feel real badass as you do it, and as you're being flashy, as I assume you are, you throw the hand axe and miss the goblin that is alive, but bury it deep in the skull of the goblin who lays dead behind.
Hey!
You were just making sure he was dead. That's good looking out. Double we tap. Appreciate it.
And Lyra.
Alright. I guess I'm gonna move up all my friends. Let's just give it one more go with the crossbow.
Your bolt goes flying through the air and pierces through the goblin's shoulder. And he lets out a scream, a goblin scream.
And I literally say, oh, thanks, Soon, for not killing my friends.
And Gale of Wind.
All right, my hunting instincts are kicking in here. I am chasing this goblin down. I'm going to take a swing with the ninja toe.
That just misses. He's just got the bead on you just a little bit and steps out of the way as you swing your sword.
All right. Follow it up with the claws.
Boom! Would you like to narrate how you viciously rip into this guy with your own bare claws?
I say, well, I was. It's kind of short, so it was a downward strike with the sword, and it kind of dodged out of the way, not realizing that with my left hand right there, I kind of from hip to shoulder just kind of slice him open. There's four parallel neat slashes going up, a little bit deeper than I thought. They're a little bit more fragile than I realized. I let out a kind of a delighted halfway between a growl and a purr.
Most adorable murder I've ever witnessed.
One of the guys that was coming from the smelting pot senses a massive amount of danger and runs into the cave screaming in Goblin something that you probably would know as
danger, danger, danger!
Thank you to our wonderful players, Rick playing Marcus, Matt playing Dekoth, Ryan playing Riley, Chris playing Gale of Wind, Chelsea playing Pocketful of Sunshine, Maggie playing Lyra, Shane playing Razan, and Alex playing Kazak. I'm your humble GM, Mike. Will our heroes defeat the goblins and retrieve the stone? Find out next episode. And that'll do it for this episode of Secrets of Duncaster. Hope you've enjoyed it. We broadcast live on YouTube every other Friday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow The Closet Gamer on Twitter at @the_closetgamer. Join our Facebook or G+ communities, or visit the website at theclosetgamer.wixsite.com/theclosetgamer. If you like what you hear, subscribe to our feed in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Even better, become a patron by visiting www.patreon.com/the_closetgamer. Write a review or tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening, and join the adventures of post number 132 in a couple of weeks for the next installment of Secrets of Duncaster. Game well.